I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I've been looking at some of our common excuses and then comparing them with God's answers. I've talked about the excuse of, I'm too tired, and God says, I'll give you rest. The excuse, I'm afraid, and God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. The excuse, I can't do it, and God says, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And yesterday I talked about the old excuse, it's not worth it, and God says, it will be worth it all. There's one last excuse I want to talk about today, and that's the excuse, I cannot forgive myself. Maybe you've never said, I can't forgive myself, but you've thought it, and you've lived in that mindset that your past is so bad or you've messed up so often that you can't forgive yourself and you doubt that God will ever forgive you. Living in shame and guilt from the past is so miserable. God does not want you to live like that. First, you need to know that God is able and willing and waiting to forgive you, whatever it is. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's His promise to us. So the first thing is to make sure you've confessed your sin to God with sincerity and you've turned from that sin. And then ask yourself, if God can forgive you, and He says He remembers your sin against you no more, then who are you not to forgive yourself? That cloud of guilt and shame is keeping you from enjoying God's love and presence and peace, and it's a trick of the enemy of our soul to rob you of the joy of forgiveness. I remember years ago when I started recalling some sins of my past and really feeling so badly about them, I started asking God again to forgive me. And so clearly I could hear His voice say to me, I don't know what you're talking about. He had forgiven me already. He chose to remember it no more. And so who was I to keep churning it up and living in guilt and shame? Remember Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. What an incredible gift from our amazing Father God. Live in the truth of no condemnation, and you will be filled with His joy. I hope you will have a wonderful weekend and that you'll join me again next week. Remember that we have many resources available for you on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. Have a nice weekend and join me Monday.